Once a month at Grace Christian Center, we celebrate the sacrament of communion, and we are going to do that right now. Pastor Sherry.
Turning to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. For I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this, ye often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, reading from verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of our Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So in light of those scriptures, take a moment and examine yourself. And any sin that you know, please just confess it to the Lord. And he has already taken care of it. So you're agreeing with his finished work of the cross when you confess it to him. And if you have aught against anyone, make a point of making a commitment to get with them and set it right. Amen. For the Lord would have us dwell together in unity as the body of Christ. So take a moment and examine yourself. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Taking the bread. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for offering yourself in our behalf. Let's partake together. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, and your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our provision, precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, and for your faithful obedience and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provide for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen.